This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A raid by Denver police in 2019 ended with a house burning down and two officers shot. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports the owner of the house is getting a settlement.
DPD officers used tear gas as they tried to end an hours-long standoff with a man at a house on Inca Street. But those canisters are reportedly forbidden for indoor use, and they led to a fire that destroyed the home. The home's owner was the mother of the suspect in the standoff, and she sued the police department. She'll be awarded $95,000 in a city council-approved settlement. The woman's son, Joseph Quintana, was accused of shooting two officers before the tear gas was deployed. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Colorado Springs will not hold a Veterans Day parade this year. CPR's Haley May reports on the cancellation over a lack of funding.
The Veterans Day Parade costs about $50,000 to put on each year. Organizers say the money comes from sponsors and covers the cost of police support, insurance, and waste removal, among other necessities. This year, just 51 groups signed up compared to 87 last year, leading organizers to call it off. Those in Colorado Springs can still honor veterans with a small march through downtown and an open house hosted by the local American Legion November 2nd. Haley May, CPR News.
The Republican presidential campaign is coming to Aurora. Donald Trump is planning a rally Friday at the Gaylord Rockies Resort. Trump has been talking about Aurora for weeks and claiming the city is being overrun by a transnational gang. City leaders note that that is not true. Denver's airport just got bigger. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Concourse A now has 9 rehabbed gates and 5 new ones, all served by Frontier Airlines. The expanded section includes charging stations, a nursing room, and a pet relief area. Airport officials say the project is part of their larger goal to serve 100 million annual passengers by 2035. They say it was done on time and within its $220 million budget. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.